Good morning. It is good to connect with you today on this Wednesday morning for our time of devotional and prayer from Wiley and McClave United Methodist Churches. Today I'll be reading from Isaiah 25 for our scripture, but before we get into that in our devotional, I advise take a moment to pause to be in a moment of prayer. So hear these words from the Book of Common Prayer as we pray this morning. Lord, we pray that your grace may always precede and follow us, that we may continually be given to good works through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Then our reading from the book of Isaiah, in chapter 25, verses 1 through 9. O Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you. I will praise your name, for you have done wonderful things, plans formed of old, faithful and sure. For you have made the city a heap, the fortified city a ruin. The place of aliens is a city no more. It will never be rebuilt. Therefore, strong peoples will glorify you. Its cities of ruthless nations will fear you, for you have been a refuge to the poor, a refuge to the needy in their distress, a shelter from the rainstorm, a shade from the heat. When the blast of the ruthless was like a winter rainstorm, the noise of aliens like heat in a dry place. You subdued the heat with a shade of clouds. The song of the ruthless was stilled. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all peoples a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wines, of food filled with marrow, of well-aged wine strained clear. And he will destroy on this mountain the shroud that is cast over all peoples, the sheet that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death forever. Then the Lord God will wipe away the tears from all faces, and the disgrace of his people he will take away from all the earth, for the Lord has spoken. It will be said on that day, Lo, this is our God. We have waited for him so that he might save us. This is the Lord for whom we have waited. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation. The word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. When I hear these words from Isaiah, I hear verse 4 especially stands out to me. For you have been a refuge to the poor, a refuge to the needy in their distress, a shelter from the rainstorm and a shade from the heat. When the blast of the ruthless was like a winter rainstorm, the noise of aliens like heat in a dry place, you subdued the heat with the shade of clouds, the song of the ruthless was still. When I hear those words about our God being a refuge, it speaks to me deeply in this unsettled time that we find ourselves in. With so much going on regards the pandemic, regards to just life in general right now. And that idea of God being our refuge speaks to me deeply. I think about these words in Isaiah, how they were given to people long ago who struggled with their homes, you know, being destroyed, how they had lost their homes, being cast into exile. And that notion of God being a refuge, you know, surely would have spoken deeply to them. For that's, you know, one why we have those words. But I believe it's important for us to be reminded of how our God has been a refuge through the ages, that we are not unique in our time, and a desire to seek refuge, to seek peace, to seek hope in our God. We are not the first peoples to face uncertainty. We are not the first peoples to go into our lives not knowing what will happen next. Certainly there's times it feels like we are alone, that we are the first people to face this uncertainty. But I believe our God is with us as God has been with us before. And reminders like this from Isaiah speak to us of how everlasting our God is and reminds us that we are not alone and we have not been the first to face uncertainty. For me, that's a place of hope, a place of refuge, knowing that our God has been with peoples before who have faced uncertainty, who have faced stress and anxiety. And I believe our God is with us. Our God hears us and sees us in our struggles. For this gives me hope. For this, I believe, is how our God is with us. So brothers and sisters, let us not become so discouraged that it feels like we have nowhere to go. For our God is a place we can go. We can take our burdens, our anxieties, and our stress to our God, and He hears us and is with us. Amen. Well, this time I advise take a moment to pause, to lift, to actually follow the pattern of prayer that we follow at Wiley and McClave United Methodist Churches, where we, and Sunday morning, we take a moment for silent prayer, and then we pray with the pastoral prayer, and we close the Lord's Prayer. So I advise to follow that pattern this morning. So let us be in a moment of silent prayer, and then we'll pray together. Let us pray. Almighty and gracious and loving God, we come to you today in the middle of the week on this Wednesday, taking a pause from so much that is going on. Lord, it is easy in the middle of the week as we go through our schedules, all that we have planned. It can be easy in times like this to become discouraged, to feel worn down. But yet, God, you are our refuge. You speak to us through Scripture and remind us of how you are our refuge, how you are our hope. Lord, let us lean into this hope. Let us lean into this idea and promise that you are our refuge, that you hear us, that you see us, that as we go through uncertainty, as we go through stress and anxiety, you are our God. Lord, we take a moment today to lift up all those who are in need of your love and your care, for all those who find themselves struggling with health or work, relationships or school. Lord, we lift them up to you. And however we can extend your love and your care through our hands or our feet or our voice, Lord, call on us and move us to do so. We give thanks for the blessings that we experience in life. We give thanks for the hope that is shared to us through your Son, Jesus Christ. And we praise you continually for your presence, for your care, for your everlasting hope that is greater than anything we can imagine. Lord, we praise you. We give you thanks. And Lord, we know that you are our God, always, now, and forever. We pray all this in your Son's holy name, and may we pray as your Son Jesus Christ taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Well, brothers and sisters, go back into your day, into your week, knowing that our God is our refuge. Our God sees us, is with us, and journeys with us. No matter the uncertainty or anxiety we face, our God is there. Go in this hope, and go in peace. Amen.